And the time is exactly 7:38.
And the time is exactly 7:38.
Today's weather, cloudy and warmer.
Cloudy and warmer, followed by showers.
For two-fisted drama, tune in tonight to Gunsmoke.
Tune in tonight to Gunsmoke.
After him, men. He's heading for the big corral.
So let's spell it out and then firm it up. I feel we should...
Before we finalize it, I'd like to give you something off the top of my head. After all,
well,
we're...
Let's review our position people-wise. Now, this isn't copy, but I think it ought to...
Well, now, gentlemen, let's get down to business. The ball is in your court, George.
Could we turn out the lights, please? Thank you.
Markets change and media change. And for all the exciting developments in media in recent years, the changes in the U.S. market are even more startling and important. Go back just 15 years to 1938. Take a market that had been the world's richest for a generation. Give it another 29 million people, and also give it $230 billion more in national income. This is the U.S. market of today. It's a market where real income, after taxes, has nearly doubled since 1938, so that two customers today are worth more than three customers were then. Or in terms of 1938 customers, you might say the U.S. today has a population of 250 million. It's a story of spectacular growth and of capacity to keep growing. Within the next 2 years, there'll be a gain of 1.5 million new households. And at today's pace, consumers will be spending an additional $11 billion a year. To the food industry, this will bring over $3 billion additional sales. For housing, an extra $600 million. For clothing, another billion. For drugs and cosmetics, $200 million. For tobacco, $100 million. For autos and gasoline, an added $1.5 billion. The customers? They'll be just about everybody. We used to think of the nation's income groups as forming a pyramid with a broad base of low-income families. But something has happened without parallel anywhere in the world. Today, the pyramid looks more like a diamond. A flourishing middle class has broken through its income ceilings, at the same time absorbing most of the once underprivileged third. This trend has progressed so far that the United States today is virtually a one-class, a middle-class country. In 15 years, the top fifth has gained 40% in real income, while the least prosperous two-fifths are ahead by 90%. Or look at these market changes in terms of families. For every 100 families 15 years ago, there are 138 today. But for every 100 with $3,000 income 15 years ago, there are 179 with a comparable income today. So the country is getting more people, but business is getting even more customers. And there are no gaping holes in the national market today, geographic or social. Groups with negligible buying power only a few years ago account for a substantial volume of sales today. Farmers, for instance. And newlyweds. And the elderly. All are much better off than ever before. Advertisers used to beware of going too far down through income levels. Now the problem is to go down far enough, and geographically and socially, to spread out far enough. For America's interest in higher living standards has been awakened not only through higher income, but through broader education and better general health. More people today can associate a product with their own wants and uses and buy it. With education, there's new curiosity. And with health, new energy. And so Americans are moving around more and doing more than any previous generation. They're active in community affairs. They do more buying, drive more miles, travel to more places, enjoy more varied forms of recreation. Even as homemakers, Americans keep on the go. Moving men tell us that 10 million people will move this year from one town to another. And inside the home, they make the most of increasing leisure, developing interests in dens, playrooms, dark rooms, on terraces, and in 11 million home workshops. And so the problem is to reach a market in motion that's bigger and more evenly prosperous than ever before, where nearly everyone has become a potential customer. As you see, this new market calls for a special kind of advertising medium.
And now, a brief pause for station identification.
To cover this huge market...
Well, Rochester, I paid you that quarter.
To reach people with real economy...
Amos, she's the one girl for me.
The one medium for you...
The Audubon Network.
From Korea, Chicago, London, and Keokuk, the latest news from all parts of the world with complete reports on the top developments of the day.
Our medium reaches out everywhere, north, south, east, and west. You'll find it wherever you find people. It's at their fingertips in 105 million places, more than all the beds they sleep in, or all their refrigerators, or all their bathtubs. With more people, our medium gets bigger. We reach all but 2% of the nation's families, more families than buy white bread or packaged coffee. And when people move to higher income brackets, they take it along with them. Indeed, the higher up they go, the more they want to take it with them. We're in all the regions that have become more important markets and in social groups that have gained higher living standards. No other advertising medium reaches out to so much of the American market. No other goes up and down through income levels with equal penetration. Its dimensions are a perfect match for the new and greater dimensions of America today. But among all media, it is also the ideal match for restless USA. Its nature is to get along with busy people, to adjust to their ways and keep time with their tempo. It's there when they want nothing but relaxation. And when they want more than laundry, dishwashing, and mechanical routine. It's even on their minds when their eyes are on the road and their hands are on the wheel. To win attention, all other media must tie people down. Here is one that follows them all through the day. It's an alarm clock in some 3 million bedrooms, as well as early morning news and entertainment in altogether 20 million bedrooms and bathrooms, and in 14 million kitchens. It adds to the pleasure of driving in 25 million cars, and it brightens the day in 10 million public places.
Mark here, dead spot for real change.
It's on the farm, up at the house, as well as out in the barn. It's seasoning for meals in 3.5 million dining rooms and after-dinner enjoyment in 27 million living rooms. It entertains till the last cigarette and the last light in the house is out. Only radio matches so well the changing patterns of American living. For radio has also been spreading out, all over the house, all over the nation. Typically, two-thirds of all listening today goes on outside the living room. And adapting itself to the new American market, radio leads an advertising economy. Of all the time people spend with the four major media, they give the largest share to radio, 40%. But of all the money advertisers spend on these media, radio requires the smallest share, only 16.5%. Also, radio assures ample attention, not only for a sponsor's show, but for his advertising.
Care for your hair with Down Boy.
In a typical program, three messages build a convincing, well-rounded story.
To catch those glances, don't take chances. Care for your hair with Down Boy.
In radio, a sponsor presents his product with no editorial competition. In a mass magazine, the average page gets only 43 seconds reading time. A typical black and white full-page advertisement will be noted by only one quarter of a magazine's readers. Three quarters will miss it.
Care for your hair with Down Boy.
With its low costs, radio offers greater coverage and frequency than any other medium. For example, an advertiser reaches more prospects per dollar on CBS radio than anywhere else, more than in television or in magazines or in newspapers. Or, at the same cost, an advertiser can reach a prospect a greater number of times through CBS radio than through any other medium, more times than through television or magazines or newspapers. Along with other major media and with movies, radio has felt the impact of television. But take the 10 biggest markets, where television penetration now exceeds 75%, and measure radio there. You'll find that radio's most popular nighttime programs get more than a third of their total nationwide audience from the 10 CBS radio stations in these top television cities. Radio today continues to meet the basic test of any medium, sales effectiveness. This is clear in the hard business evidence of sponsors' investment. In the year just past, 22 of the 25 largest advertisers relied on network radio. And there's specific, fresh evidence of radio selling power in 50 controlled tests, where equal sums were spent in radio and newspapers. Radio continues as the greatest entertainer, the greatest salesman. And sound continues as the basic form of sales communication. We hear before we see or read. We speak before we write. And we talk and listen when we buy and sell. The brand names that customers learn by ear have the best chance of being on the tip of the tongue. Sound entertains and sells best on CBS radio. For the fifth consecutive year, it presents more of the top 29 programs than all other networks combined. Day and night, its average audience is the largest of any network. This year, it attracts a greater number of sponsors than last year, more sponsors than before television. And for the fourth consecutive year, CBS Radio holds first place in advertising volume. A strong inducement is CBS Radio's continuing low cost. While other media show sharp increases, the cost per thousand of many programs on CBS radio today is lower than in 1948. These values also make CBS radio the best network buy for advertisers who use both radio and television. Its coverage assures the broadest collaboration with television advertising. For audiences on CBS radio are larger than on any other radio network, both in television and non-television areas. And the savings achieved through its low cost can be applied to better merchandising and dealer promotion, and to reaching customers more often. A campaign on radio, on CBS radio, continues as a basic overall selling force in national advertising programs. For the only medium that's thrifty enough to use day after day and week after week is also the only medium that covers the entire American market. Scanning the country time after time, radio takes your advertising to everyone, to all your potential customers. It's time for everybody. And among all radio networks, CBS Radio best keeps pace with an expanding market that's bigger and more evenly prosperous than ever before.
This is the CBS Radio Network.